Hello again, my name is Jacques Tron, and in this session I want to shed some light on the Royal Reports, which is a specific kind of literature found in the books of Kings and Chronicles. The focus, of course, will specifically be on the divided kingdom period. So, just to refresh your memory, after the death of Solomon, the kingdom split into two parts, with 10 tribes to the north known as Israel, and 2 tribes to the south known as Judah. Both kingdoms, of course, had their own kings, and they had many different kings throughout their respective histories. So whenever we read about any king of Israel or Judah in the books of Kings or Chronicles, we would always find a royal report about such king. For example, allow me to read 2 Kings 15 verse 32, which happens to be the royal report of Jotham, king of Judah. It reads as follows. In the second year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. That, in a nutshell, is most of the royal report of Jotham, king of Judah. Now, you'll see that the royal report has a certain structure. It normally tells us when and how the king started to reign, as well as something about his age and the length of his reign. Sometimes there is reference to his mother in the report, but then comes an evaluation of the king. And this part will sound much more familiar to Bible readers. If the king was a good and godly king, just like with Jotham we just read about, the report would say he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. On the other hand, if the king was ungodly and evil, it would say he did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Now, when we compare all these royal reports and the writings in Kings and Chronicles, it's very clear that the benchmark against which the kings of Israel and Judah were measured was King David, the man after God's own heart. But in addition, we also have to consider the spiritual atmosphere at the time of the divided kingdom, the spiritual challenges faced at this time. We must not think that because Israel and Judah were God's people, they were these faithful, obedient, holy servants of the Most High God. No, on the contrary, they were continuously rebellious and disobedient. For example, think of the story of Elijah, who challenged the more than 800 prophets of Baal and Asherah. These prophets were protected and supported by the king of Israel, while the real prophets of God were hunted and killed, again, by the king of Israel. That's just one of many examples. In addition, you will also note, if you read the stories of the kings of Israel and Judah, that often mention is made of the high places. We saw it just now in Jotham's report as well. Now, what were the high places? These were places of pagan worship, an insult to the Most High God. Yet, the high places were adored by God's very own people. So it's in this kind of spiritual atmosphere that the kings of Israel and Judah had to choose to be either God-fearing, do what is right, or evil and do what was wrong in God's sight. And you would find that if the king was God-fearing and he did what was right, his people would follow suit. But the negative side is also true. If the king was evil, many times he influenced the majority of his people, most of his people, to also fall back into idol worship and pagan worship. And on the basis of these choices of them, these kings went down into history as either kings that did right in the eyes of the Lord or kings that did evil in the sight of the Lord. We've come to the end of our session. I hope that you found this session information enlightening. Please join me for the next few sessions where I will be discussing some of the kings of Judah with their royal reports as point of departure, but specifically sharing some very interesting facts about their stories. Thank you and God bless you.